thank you for joining us live from Washington. This is Sandra Nyaira.
And I'm Jonga Kandemire.
Studio 7 is going out to Zimbabwe on 909 medium wave and on 4930, 5940 and 15455 shortwave frequencies.
On the internet, find us at www.studio7news.com or text us at 001-202-465-0318.
Here are our top stories this evening.
MDC leader Morgan Tsvangirai accuses President Robert Mugabe and ZANU-PF of sponsoring factionalism in the troubled opposition party.
Tensions are rising at Chingwizi holding camp in Mashingo as the cash-strapped government fails to raise more than $9 million needed to compensate villagers displaced by flooding at Tokomkosi.
Zimbabwe Teachers Association members call on the government to empower women educationists at the same rate as their male counterparts.
MDC founding president Morgan Tsvangirai today accused President Robert Mugabe and his ZANU-PF party of sponsoring factionalism in the troubled opposition party. Thomas Chiripasi has more details from Harare.
Addressing mourners in Harare at the family home of one of the MDC founding members, Fregit Dungwa, popularly known to MDC activists as Mutambu, Tsvangirai said it is clear to him and some in his party that President Mugabe and his party are responsible for the infighting currently rocking the Labour-backed party. Mr. Mugabe told thousands of people who gathered at the National Sports Stadium to mark the country's 34 years of independence last Friday that those in the MDCT advocating for leadership renewal, like expelled Deputy Treasurer Elton Mangoma, could as well form their own party. Tsvangirai said that to him means Mr. Mugabe is sponsoring those who are calling for his ouster. But the spokesperson of those calling for leadership renewal in the MDCT, Jacob Mafume, who was also expelled from the opposition party, said Tsvangirai's statements are far away from the truth. Tsvangirai said he will not lose sleep because of people like Mangoma, who were not there when the MDC was formed in 1999, adding they do not understand the founding values of the opposition party.
Anavavasima stakeholders, anozima shareholders. Now shareholders and stakeholders, like I say,
but Mafume said, what is important is to build a formidable force that will remove ZANU-PF from power in the next elections expected in 2018 and not the fact that some people were not there when the party was launched. Meanwhile, ZANU-PF spokesperson Rugare Gumbo distanced his party from the internal squabbles affecting Tsvangirai's MDC party. A report carried by the Mail and Guardian newspaper suggests that Mangoma and his other colleagues calling for leadership change in the MDCT are on the verge of forming a coalition with other opposition parties. The paper said the coalition, that will be called the United Democratic Front, will not include the former prime minister. Turning to the deceased, Tsvangirai said Dungwa Mutambu was a fearless politician who remained strong in the face of opposition. Dungwa Mutambu, who died at the age of 82 yesterday, was one of the founding MDC members, is survived by his wife Constance and 8 children. His remains will be interred at the Warren Hills Cemetery in Harare tomorrow.